So let's go back to D.C. And I think today is his birthday, if I'm not mistaken. Kerry Crowley, how are you?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Is this true? It is your birthday today?
Yeah, my sources are telling me that, yes.
All right, you made the Giants notes today. That's how I picked it up. So congratulations. And can you rent a car yet?
I can rent a car. Whether I get charged extra fees, I won't tell you that.
All right. Very good. Glad to have you with us today. By the way, how's the weather today? We had Mark Zuckerman on earlier, and I just want to mention that he thought maybe it was a little spotty today. Yesterday, we had all the fear of weather. Nothing actually happened. What about today?
Yeah, the weather's great right now. It's not too humid. It's a little overcast, but the forecast isn't so good. You know, it's set to be good around game time, but then 5-6 o'clock back east is when they're supposed to get the showers in the area. So we'll see. Nationals pushed this game back to 4 o'clock because of the gala last night. If it was at 1, I'd have no doubt that they'd have gotten this game in.
Wow. All right. Nick Hundley, I want to talk about him a little bit. A big 3-run homer for him yesterday that cut that deficit 5-0, 5-3 and made it a game. And I'm just looking at the post-game notes, and I'm going to just read it for the fans. He's hitting .435 with 3 homers and 16 RBIs with runners in scoring position. His .556 slugging percentage this season leads all major league catchers with a minimum of 100 plate appearances. 4 RBIs yesterday tied his career high. Kerry, can Nick Hundley play every day? Can they get him in there somewhere until Belt comes back?
You know, that's a great question, Marty. I'm not so sure if he's an everyday guy, if you can run him out there 5-7 days a week, but he can certainly play 3-4 days a week. And with Brandon Belt on the bench, the emergence of Hundley and the way Pablo Sandoval has swung the bat as well has really helped this Giants lineup. Ever since Belt went down, those two guys have been great at the plate. They've offered the Giants, you know, a huge lift. They haven't provided any setbacks with Belt on the bench, and that's really key. You know, if you're looking to hang in this National League West race, you mention it all the time. You need guys to outperform their career numbers. You need guys to have career seasons. And Hundley, with his 7th home run yesterday, is having a really good year as a part-time player.
Well, he's 2-for-10 off Scherzer. And I would just tell you that Pablo is 6-for-17 with a couple of home runs off Scherzer. So I imagine we'll see Pablo in there today. Posey's 1-for-9. He ought to ride the pine.
Well, Pablo is the one Giant who's hit Scherzer well in his career. I think last season he hit a home run at Nationals Park off of Scherzer, if I'm not mistaken, when he came back with the Giants. So I'm sure he'll be in the lineup today at first base. We'll see Posey behind the plate after Hundley caught yesterday.
Oh, you're right. I remember that. Very good. Good memory. Even on your birthday, very good memory. Very good. Kerry Crowley joins us, of course, KO_Crowley on Twitter, and he covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, San Jose Mercury News. Looking at Rodriguez yesterday, Derek Rodriguez, it was a tough start for him, and what it showed me is how far away he really is as a young pitcher, because he had no command of his fastball, and his game just fell apart. And it showed me, you know, when you're in the big leagues, you got to have consistency. Did it shake you a little bit watching him yesterday?
Well, a little bit. And I think it's because he did pitch so well against the Phillies last weekend. 6 innings, 1 run. And the only run he did give up was on that solo shot to Jake Arrieta. And you watch Rodriguez when he's at his best, and you see the 94, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You see a hard breaking ball that's tough for hitters to pick up, gets a lot of swing throughs. But, you know, Marty, through his minor league career, his one calling card has been his command. He's always had that. And when he hasn't, he's really struggled. And so, you know, in the first inning yesterday when he went 0-2 on Adam Eaton and then hit him and then 4 straight balls to Trey Turner, you kind of figured he was in for it. I mean, if he's not able to throw strikes, it's impossible for a young pitcher to really work his way around the game. You know, there's guys like Cueto and Bumgarner. If they don't have their fastball working, they can navigate around that. But with Rodriguez, he's just not at that level yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it was a little bit of an eye-opener watching him yesterday. He'll get another start, I would imagine, in Miami. He should be pitching in Miami in that 4-game series down there. Suarez also gets a shot at the Marlins. You know, we'll jump ahead a little bit since you're going to be heading down to Miami as well. They can't fool around with the Marlins. They've had trouble with the Marlins over the years. They lost 5 of 6 to them last year. They have got a step on the Marlins down there on this road trip. And I think that's maybe the key part. Today, Scherzer, Holland, let's see what happens. But you've got to go to Miami and take 3 of 4 Anything less than that, I think, is unacceptable.
No, you're absolutely right. And they've got seven games against the Marlins in the month of June. It's a really favorable schedule for the Giants. It's a blessing that they have that. And in my opinion, it doesn't really matter how they do it, but they've got to go at least 5-2 in those seven games. Mm-hmm. You know, if you split on the road and then take all three at home, that works just as well. But you'd like to take 3 of 4 and ease the pressure on yourself, because this isn't a Miami team that the Giants should be losing to this year. They need to go at least 5-2 if they want to be serious about their chances in the West.
I think so. You know, there's still a lot of time to go, but you've got to step on the teams that are well below you, and the Giants have got to do that. They do face a pitcher. I'll tell you this the matchup Wednesday. Andrew Suarez, of course, coming back to Miami. He's pitched in that ballpark, he told me, as a freshman at the University of Miami. But he goes against Caleb Smith, who they got from the Yankees, and he's been, I think, their outstanding pitcher for them. So I'm anxious to see that game, the two lefties going against each other.
I'm really excited to see Suarez in Miami. I'm going to talk to him about that, and Rodriguez in Miami, too, on Thursday, because, you know, that's where he grew up. Suarez pitched in high school there. He pitched in college there for the Hurricanes. And so he's a Florida guy through and through. And the opportunity to go home and face a Marlins lineup that isn't nearly as challenging as the rest of the league really could bring out the best in Andy Suarez. And I'm excited to see what the rookie has to offer there and see if he takes advantage of the environment.
Yeah, one of these days, and he has done it before, one of these days he's going to put 4 innings together and then another 2. And he's going to give him 6, like he did, what was it, against the Phillies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to give him another one of those games, because it's in there. It's just a question of being consistent. I thought yesterday was a game, boy, you know, it showed me, they're 32-32, 2.5 back. They're tied with everybody in the world in the West. Arizona, yeah. Goldschmidt is going nuts, and now they're starting to win again. But coming back yesterday, and they had the shots with Williamson and Crawford to take the lead and McCutchen to take the lead. I think this is what we're seeing, the identity of the ball club.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're leading the league in batting average now, Marty. And I think you mentioned that on yesterday's show. But I think they're 8th in the National League in runs. And so we're seeing a team that has no trouble getting on base and has no trouble with the proven veteran hitters, but it's when they have runners in scoring position that they just haven't gotten things done. And, you know, I've already heard Bruce Bochy say 5 or 6 times this season, we just couldn't get that big hit. And if the Giants are going to, you know, untie themselves from this National League West race where they're just in the mix with everyone, they need to get that big hit and they need to start doing it on a consistent basis. And that's something we saw on Friday night. The Nationals rallied back after the Giants led 5-0, but then they kept adding on and adding on. And yesterday it was a flip script. The Giants were the ones fighting back, but they couldn't add on. And so at some point that needs to change. Whether it does against Max Scherzer, I'm not so sure. But, you know, sometime in the next 2-3 weeks, you'd like to see them do that.
Well, I'll tell you about McCutchen. And for some reason, he's a number 3 hitter. And I always thought the number 3 hitter is a guy who, you know, can just blast the ball. And, you know, when trouble was there, you wanted him to come up. He's come up with 115 men on base, and he's driven in 22. He's come up with 78 men and runners in scoring position. He's driven in 15. And for me, and I realize McCutchen's playing a lot better, his defense still is a little questionable for me, but that I just don't see him in that number 3 spot. I want the RBI guy in there. Do you agree?
I do. And, you know, I'm not sure that the Giants have settled on their lineup yet. I don't know if Bruce Bochy has quite figured out the way that he wants to construct the lineup through this summer. He's put Posey in the 2 hole, and I've mentioned I kind of like him back in the 5 hole. And, of course, not having Belt really does alter things. Longoria hasn't come through either with runners in scoring position a lot. And so if it makes things a lot easier for Bochy if he can get one of McCutchen or Longoria going with runners in scoring position on a consistent basis, because he's got Crawford hitting 4th these days, and we'll see how long that lasts. But they really need someone to step up and be that monster run producer, and someone to have 40, 50 RBIs at this point in the season. That's what they don't have.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I'm looking at Longoria. You're right. Longoria and McCutchen, that's been the issue of getting that big hit when they need it at the end of an inning to keep the inning going. Very good. Good insight from Kerry Crowley on that one. Well, it's Derek Holland today, and I know Kurt Young wants him to throw more change-ups and you know, to get these guys off balance. Almost half his hits given up are for extra base hits. And he goes against Max Scherzer. And, Kerry, you know, it's still a baseball game, and we've seen overwhelming odds before, but you got to play a baseball game, and let's see what Scherzer does. What do you think about this matchup?
I mean, hey, we saw Derek Rodriguez beat Jake Arrieta last weekend. We saw Andy Suarez take down Steven Strasburg on Friday night, although Strasburg left with an injury. Gio Gonzalez only went 3 1/3 yesterday. So the Nationals' bullpen has been taxed. They need a deep start from Scherzer. If the Giants can go up there in the first few innings and really add up his pitch count, if they can take deep at-bats, it's not necessarily about getting on base. It's about getting to that sixth, seventh pitch so that they can get Scherzer out of the ballgame, because that's something they did in Houston against Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. Both of those guys only went six innings, and granted, they didn't win those games, but with the way they've worn down this bullpen the past few days, you feel like something good can happen if they get Scherzer out before the seventh.
Okay, all right. Good analysis on that. Did you get to see the Stanley Cup?
I did see the Stanley Cup because Alex Ovechkin, the capital of the Capitals, was parading around like nothing I've ever seen before. That guy is not going to stop celebrating his championship potentially ever. And so it was impossible not to see the Stanley Cup yesterday.
Did you get a picture with it at least or anything like that?
I did not. I did not take a picture with it. I'm not a huge hockey guy.
All right. Well, it was still a big deal. I know they had it in the Giants clubhouse apparently after the game.
They did. Some San Francisco-born player on the Capitals. I didn't know they played hockey on the West Coast, but apparently they do. He brought it in.
We're going to get Sharks calls now. Don't forget, you're working for the San Jose Mercury News. You could be in trouble here. What are you doing to celebrate your birthday?
Went over to Georgetown this morning and walked around there. That was nice. And then I'll probably go out to a nice dinner this evening. So 4 o'clock game isn't so bad for me.
All right, then it's off to Miami and then to L.A. and then back here. Interesting part of the season for the Giants. They're 98 to go. And another couple of weeks, they're going to be at the halfway point of the season. We'll see where Samardzija and Cueto might be at that point. This thing is going to take shape before you know it. Baseball goes so quickly once you start rolling. So 98 now, two more weeks, it'll be down to 84. And I think you have to watch the Giants right now and see what they're going to do. I think it's a critical time for me with the Giants.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, you look at the schedule after Miami, Marty, when they leave on Thursday, they don't go past Colorado until the middle of August. And so the schedule is completely favorable for them to make a run. It's just a matter of can they do it. I think we're going to learn a lot about this team before July 31st.
Yeah, they got to win on the road as well. Larry Carey, have a great birthday. And Derek Holland and Max Scherzer. And as I say, that's baseball. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
All right.
Have a good one, Marty.
All right. Thanks for being on. That's Carey Crowley. Follow him in KO_Crowley on Twitter or the San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area News Group. All right. More coming up.